Lawyers for a U.S. Marine sergeant will be back in a military courtroom today at Camp Pendleton in California. Sergeant Lawrence Hutchins led a squad that is charged with kidnapping and killing a 52-year-old Iraqi man last April. As Hutchins approaches court-martial, his lawyers are suggesting the shooting may have been justified because the victim was no innocent civilian. NPR's John McChesney reports.
Sergeant Hutchins has been described by other members of his squad as the mastermind of the plot to kill a military-aged man in the village of Hamdaniya to send a message that the Marines there were sick of being targeted by roadside bombs. The squad went after a man suspected of being an insurgent, but when he couldn't be found, they went next door and dragged Hashim Ibrahim Awad, father of 11 children, from his home and took him to a hole next to a road. There, prosecutors say they shot him, leaving behind a rifle and a shovel, to make it look as if he'd been planting a bomb. Yesterday, a government investigator, James Connolly, testified that Sergeant Hutchins told him he put 3 rounds in the guy's head. Connolly said, "I was kind of taken aback." 4 members of the 8-man squad have accepted plea agreements in exchange for their testimony. Their sentences have ranged from 18 to 21 months. A 5th pleaded guilty to the lesser charge of accessory to murder and received a sentence of 8 years. And in a bizarre twist, yet another squad member, Lance Corporal Trent Thomas, also struck a plea agreement, but then reversed himself, saying he was merely following Sergeant Hutchins' orders. The number of plea agreements, followed by relatively light sentences, has raised questions with some observers. Gary Solis, a former Marine judge advocate, teaches at Georgetown University.
I'm wondering if perhaps the prosecutor's office was not a bit overwhelmed by the volume of cases. You have the 8 from Hamdaniya, and then you have another bunch from Haditha following right on their heels.
The Haditha case is unrelated and involved the death of 24 Iraqi civilians. Pretrial hearings for Marines charged in those killings are expected to begin next month. Joseph Lowe is the lawyer for yet another accused in the Hamdaniya case, Corporal Marshall Majin Calda. Lowe recently traveled to the village of Hamdaniya, along with Hutchins' lawyer, Rich Brannan. They were trying to find out more about the dead man, Awad.
I wanted to go and see if I could do everything I could to get additional evidence to show that the deceased was no poor, innocent goat farmer or whatever the new flavor of the day is as to what his past was, but that, in fact, he was someone who was involved in the planning of IEDs and insurgent activity.
Lowe says he and Brannan were only able to stay in Hamdaniya for about 30 minutes because it's hostile territory, so they weren't able to find out much about the dead man. The U.S. government says Awad was a retired Iraqi police officer with no known insurgent ties. John McChesney, NPR News.